Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Thank you for those of you who have been using it, and more of you are. Every month, more and more of you are using it to your advantage, and you're subscribing to our newsletter, and we thank you for that. That comes on Sunday by email. And you're using our blog. This month, the blog activity is just going through the roof. Thank you for that. I really appreciate the way you're using that. That's an exciting new capability, a new development that we've had. I say new. It's the newest thing that we've done so far, or lately, I should say. It's less than a year old, the blog. And it's right there on the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com or at jimsblog.biz. You can go directly to that by going to jimsblog.biz. And what the blog is, most blogs, when people write a blog, they write about what's going on in their lives that day. What are they thinking? What's happening to them? And what are their opinions, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that's what ours is, except mine is it's a multimedia blog, because what's on my mind today are the four interviews that I do in any given day. So that's what the blog is all about. As well as an article, there's something there you can read, something I've written, and some other stuff there. So I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it on the site itself, or we will send it to you. You don't even have to come get it. We'll send it to you by real simple syndication. Philippa Games is probably going to be with us in just a few seconds. We're working out the glitches in making the connection. One of the things, folks, that I wanted to talk to you about, and we'll see if Philippa will play along with me when she joins us, and that is how technology is changing things. If you remember in the last interview, Chuck Martin told us about some surveys that he had conducted with small business owners. One of them was about work-life balance. And what he found was that in a three-year period, from the time that he asked small business owners those questions about work-life balance to this time, which was taken only a couple of weeks ago, that the number of small business owners who considered their lives and their work to have balance had gone down. In other words, fewer small business owners said they felt balanced in their life and their work. Now, that could be for a number of reasons. Number one, if you're 3 years ago, the economy wasn't doing so great, so maybe you had more time to be balanced. Today, the economy is doing really well. Business is good. I know there are challenges out there. I know that we got some things to worry about. But basically, compared to where we were very few years ago, things actually are not too darn bad. And so I think that the pace of the economy is actually a good thing right now. And I think I think that does contribute to stresses. I think that contributes to possibly not having as much balance in our lives. I think that's one thing. I think another thing is the pace of change, especially with regard to technology, especially with regard to our life online. There's so many things that we have, so many people who have access to us and organizations, and so many organizations that we have access to. I think that's causing us to have a little bit more of a concern, and maybe causing us to be maybe not as at peace with the business strategy that we have. And Philippa Games is with us, ladies and gentlemen. You know who she is. She is the cyber speaker and one of our top internet experts. Philippa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
Are you there? I think we got a bad connection. Roger, hang on, Philippa. Let's get her to call us back. Maybe that's what we need to do. Sorry about that, folks. That's part of that technology I was talking about. Right now, my life and my life and my work is a little out of balance because of the bad connection on the technology. But back to what I was saying a second ago, If our world is moving faster than it has been, and I think it is, I don't think change is different, because we've always been changing. You've heard me say that before. But I do think that the velocity of change, the compression of time between a generation of a product or a strategy and the need to create another one to replace that one, I think the time between those two events has been compressed significantly. There was a time, and you probably heard me say this before, in my career, there was a time when you could create a strategy or a product, and it would last for at least a year, maybe more. Now, maybe not anywhere near a year. And so you're always having to reinvent your products, your strategies, maybe even your company. And I think that's what's happening out there right now. I think because of that velocity, because of that pace. Also, I think the global economy may be creating a certain amount of unease out there. Now, you might say, well, yes, that's right. That's that darn globalization. I hate globalization. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Globalization is not something anybody has any control over, believe it or not. Globalization is as natural a phenomenon as the movement of water when it has an opportunity to go somewhere. When you give water an opportunity to flow somewhere, it will flow there. And that's the way capitalism is. That's the way trade is. That's the way people want to do business. And it's not something new. It's something that's been going on now for millennia, since Og traded with Gog across the valley, the two Neanderthals, since the Phoenicians and the Egyptians traded together, since Marco Polo, name it. You go back as far as you want or as recent as you want, and it's called trade. It's called the way human beings want to do business with each other. And globalization is not new. It's actually very old. The only difference is we have some new tools that make things move a lot faster. If Marco Polo could have had some of the technology we have today, you know, think about how that would have changed. What he did in those days is no different from what we're doing today around the globe. We just have these new tools. And I do think that that's creating a certain amount of stress. And not because we can't deal with it, just because it's kind of new and we're trying to figure out how to deal with it. And that's something we all have to think about. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're about to have a great visit with our good friend Philippa Games. We've been having a little technology challenge getting Philippa on the show. Philippa, as you know, is the cyber speaker, and she is our good friend and one of our top internet experts in our brain trust. Philippa, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you here. And Philippa, as I think you know, I was just talking about how it seems that for small businesses, based on some recent research, that they feel less balanced in their life and their work. And my proposal, my idea for that, my reason for that, I think, is because I think technology and the advent of the way we can now do business globally, as Thomas Friedman called it, the earth is flat. The flattening of the earth has caused us all to have a little extra stress in our life. What do you think about that?
Well, based on this morning, when we couldn't get the phones to work. Yeah, and you know, it's funny. I was traveling yesterday, and I'm just looking at my email, and there are something like 430 messages in my junk folder.
Right.
And I have to go through those because occasionally something gets in there that
exactly.
is not junk.
Exactly.
And I mean, exactly. So why am I spending my time doing this? I think you're right. You know, back in the when email first came out, there was this whole premise that we were going to create the paperless office,
mm-hmm.
and people would be able to would be more productive because they would spend less time shuffling paper. And in fact, what seems to have happened is it seems to have gone the other way.
Well, we haven't gone away from paper. I do use email very productively. It is a very productive tool for me, but I still, right. I guess I'm a little bit of a fossil this way. I still like things on paper.
But I'm not saying we're not using paper, but it's just that now we have even more stuff we have to administer.
Right.
So that's why it all takes longer.
But at the same time, all of this capability that causes stress in our lives, it does create opportunity, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, the other side of this is that we have opportunities, especially with the web, you know, to get clients and to do business in ways that we never had before and to reach people that we could never reach before.
Well, we do business. I mean, think about it. If you're a consultant and look at the people that you can work with virtually. I mean, you probably have a lot of clients that you've never even met before.
That's right. Yep, and some of them in other countries. And and now, especially with services like Skype, it doesn't even cost very much to call them.
Right. Exactly.
So,
That's a paradigm shift. I was telling the audience about it before. Voice over IP is a paradigm shift unfolding in front of our very eyes, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Right. And all these technologies that are coming together to allow us to do a lot of different things much more quickly and easily and much more cheaply. So it's true, we have opportunities.
But the problem, it seems, maybe, Philippa, is that getting all this into our system and becoming comfortable with it, it seems like, based on this research recently, if I'm correct, we're still in the formative years of getting comfortable with all this new pace. What do you think?
But we have to adjust pretty quickly.
If you don't, you won't make it.
Right. And, I mean, you know, the technology isn't that hard to use. Email isn't that hard to use once you get the hang of it. I mean, I was worried about making my first Skype call. You know, the thing that was the strangest thing about my first Skype call, I called my parents in London.
Yep.
And hearing my parents' voices coming out of my laptop is just surreal.
I know it. No, actually, I made my first Skype call week before last, and it was the easiest thing I've ever done. No, I don't think the challenge is using the technology. I think the challenge is how the technology is changing the way we do business. I think that's the challenge.
Mm-hmm. And so how finding out how to integrate it into your life so that the opportunities are things you can take advantage of, but the stresses are things that somehow you can deal with.
Well, and also, you know, every one of us has the potential to be what the airline people call a legacy company, or telephone people call a legacy company. And that means that we've got all this investment in an old way of doing business, and the next thing we know, that old way is obsolete, and there's this new way that people are gravitating toward. That's another stress element, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's true. I have to tell you, I still don't have a Palm Pilot or a PDA.
I'm a little surprised at that, Philippa.
You see, that's the thing, and that's the pressure. That's right there, because you say that and people say, I'm surprised at that, Philippa. You know, well, I'm still in business.
Somehow you managed to make it, huh?
Right. I love that desk calendar I have. You know, the problem is, of course, right now I can't see it.
Right. Well, I'm afraid I do have a PDA. I have a BlackBerry. It's not a crackberry, though, Philippa. I'm not addicted to it, but it is a handy tool.
Right. And, you know, it's always interesting to see the new handy tools. I actually did just buy a card for my laptop, a wireless Access Everywhere card.
Right, right.
And that's been working really well.
Which one did you get?
I got Verizon. Are we allowed to advertise?
You can say. I asked you. I wanted to know which one you. I understand that. I mean, I've been told that Verizon has the best coverage.
I did try one of the other makes first.
Yeah.
And I was not happy with it, and I won't say which one that was. But I have to say, so far, I'm very pleased.
Well, no, that's the kind of feedback that I want my audience to get, because that saves us a lot of time if we know, you know, who to go to. But there's some information for you. Philippa, give us your website, please.
It's cyberspeaker.com, C-Y-B-E-R, and then speaker.
Don't forget, folks, no matter how she says it, there is an R on each one, end of each one of those words. Thank you, Philippa, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Philippa Games, ladies and gentlemen, that's cyberspeaker.com. Quick break, right back with Mark Allen. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
In
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.